NBA Minute, Gary Sharp Show. Kyrie Irving has spoken. He apologized to the fans, says he was able to get some work in while he was at home, but would be lying if he said he wasn't affected by what was going on in the world. But he said his family, personal stuff, he just wants to keep it at that, but he's excited for James Harden. Enough about him. Victor Oladipo had himself a debut last night, doing what we know he could do in Indiana. Dropped 32, 5, and 9. Shot 56%, 44% from behind three. We knew he could do that. I wish the rest of his team would show up because John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, they're hurt, so they got their butts kicked. Great game last night with the Warriors coming back to beat the Lakers in a nightcap. Curry looks really, really good, but let's be honest. They won because of effort. They had effort in the fourth quarter. Lakers just looked like they didn't want to be there. Bucks and Nets went back and forth. And it's amazing what James Harden can do when he actually cares. 34 points, 12 assists. It's amazing. It's like he's flipped on the switch. Miles Turner is day-to-day. He won't need surgery on his broken hand. Caris LeVert will need surgery on his kidney. That timetable, nobody knows. But a little feel-good story here. Delonte West.
Yes.
Now has a job at the therapy center that he went to in Florida, and he is now reconnected with his mother, and Mark Cuban is still in contact. So, Mark, that amazing story. Absolutely amazing story.
I enjoyed the NBA last night.
It was fantastic.
You had, you know, the Nets and the Bucks, who maybe an Eastern Conference preview.
Mm-hmm.
Budenholzer still is going to be in the way of the Bucks.
Budenholzer, yeah.
But they got some offense. I mean, they had plenty of offense. They didn't take advantage of going inside against Brooklyn. But, you know, Harden and Durant are Harden and Durant. They're fun to watch. I mean, they're gonna be a must watch offensively. And then the nightcap. I mean, I want to see Golden State have one more run for Curry. I'm a big Curry fan.
Me too.
And when he's on, he is on. And last night he wasn't great. But when it mattered most, he made shots. But that's such a weird team.
It is.
Like, their starting five is awkward for Golden State. But now they own, this year, a 19-point comeback over the Lakers and a 22-point comeback over the Clippers.
Yeah. Don't sleep on – you still can't sleep on the Warriors. Something that I didn't notice that the TNT guys pointed out the other day, the loss of Jared Allen is going to hurt the Nets more than I thought it was when it becomes – when teams decide to play big against them. I looked at that and I was like, whoa, that's actually a really good point.
It was a good night last night,
yeah,
in the NBA, and the Heat rallied. That would have been a terrible loss.
Yeah, that would have been a terrible loss.
Yeah. To Detroit, especially when you were down, what, 19?
Yeah. Man, Blake Griffin scored 5 points in that game. This dude is literally
disappeared from the NBA.
Disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad.
He won the slam dunk competition. Mm-hmm. He got the car endorsement. He was getting promoted, and then he kind of talked his way out of LA with the Clippers, mm-hmm, got traded to Detroit, and has disappeared.
He's never been like a real free agent in the sense of...
No, he hasn't.
And that's I think that's so mind-blowing.
But if you stop people on the street today and said, hey, where's Blake Griffin play?
Crickets.
Like, is he still in the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in the NBA. He's a starter in the NBA, but he's been sent off to purgatory with the Detroit Pistons. All right, big thanks to Matt Foster, who made his debut from KATV, Robin Wash at Tom Chattel, and all of you that played along on this Tuesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. For George, I'm Gary. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10. Sportsmanlike Conduct is coming up next.